This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry this evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2 kilometer stretch along Anna Salai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, BJP State President V.P. Ramalingam and Home Minister A. Namasivayam accompanied him. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister departed for Chennai by helicopter. BJP announced candidates for the 27 seats for Tamil Nadu Assembly election. List includes Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor of Telangana and Puducherry, Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan, and State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran. Congress also announced their candidates for 28 Assembly seats in Tamil Nadu. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will face off at four constituencies, namely Vilvankode, Kolachal, Arantangi and Ooty. The assembly election in Tamil Nadu will be held on 23rd of this month. The centre has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumours and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, bringing major changes to how laws are enforced across the country. The new law aims to make life easier for businesses and citizens by reducing unnecessary penalties and simplifying rules. The bill reflects the government's commitment to fostering a trust-based governance framework and ensuring proportionate regulation by reducing the compliance burden on individuals and businesses. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of seven judicial officials at the Kaliachak second block development office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. West Bengal police earlier arrested two persons, including the alleged mastermind behind the girao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Baghdogra Airport in Siliguri. Chairman of Pharmexil, Namit Joshi, has welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products. Mr. Joshi told Akashwani that such initiatives are crucial for ensuring uninterrupted supply of medicines for both domestic use and exports.
This is a very positive step in the direction of streamlining the supply chain of pharmaceuticals. We are known as pharmacy of the world, and I think all these steps taken by Government of India are going to facilitate the continuity of the supply chain of our pharmaceutical products, which are intended for domestic as well as export.
Falling debris from an air defense interception has injured 12 people in the Ajipan area of Abu Dhabi. Among those injured are five Indian nationals and six Nepali nationals, all of whom sustained minor to moderate injuries. Good Friday was observed across India with solemn prayers and religious services marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In Mizoram, churches held special services since last evening, including Holy Communion. In Tripura, the day was observed with silence and reflection under security arrangements. The Khelo India Tribal Games concluded today in Chhattisgarh. In the overall medal tally, Karnataka emerged as the overall champion with 23 gold, 8 silver and 7 bronze medals. And in the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 65-1 in 6.3 overs against Punjab Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. When the reports came in, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.